You're listening to SBS News.
For the past three decades, Wei Ping Chu has been quietly developing volleyball in Australia. When he arrived from Beijing in the late 1980s, he was armed with not just a deep-set knowledge of all things volleyball, but strategy on how to use statistics to win a match. It didn't take him long to transfer that expertise to his new homeland. He started coaching a local women's volleyball team. Within 2 years of arriving in the country, Mr. Chu was coaching the national men's volleyball squad. Then in 1997, he was asked to do what seemed the impossible, to build a Paralympic volleyball team from scratch. Australia at the time did not have a professional team of what's dubbed sitting volleyball athletes. But in just 3 years, Mr. Chu set up a squad that would go on to compete at the Sydney 2000 Paralympics. It's for this reason he's been awarded a medal in the Order of Australia as part of the Queen's birthday honours.
Very exciting and very surprised. I just did like a normal Australia people did. I think I just need to contribute this my knowledge skill to Australia. Australia is a great country, great people. I need a contribution, my skill to Australia people.
In Canberra, quilt maker Jennifer Bowker has been appointed an Officer of the Order of Australia for boosting relations between Australia and the Middle East through her quilts. As the wife of an Australian diplomat, she spent almost two decades living in Egypt, Syria, Jerusalem and Jordan. Ms. Bowker says she'd often come back home only to be fighting misconceptions of the Arab people she'd met overseas.
I found when I was working in America particularly, and sometimes in Australia as well, although not as often here, that people would sometimes say, "Oh, heavens, you must be so afraid over there. You know, you'd turn your back and they'd knife you." And I'd find it so offensive because they're very dear people.
With her husband working in Gaza, teenage children that didn't require full-time care, and a part-time job that collapsed, Ms. Bowker began quilt making as a hobby in Canberra in the 1990s. She developed her skills 6 months later when she moved to Jerusalem in 1998 to join her husband, starting off with simple quilts with Syrian textiles. But it was in Egypt in 2005 where she decided to venture into something different, featuring portraits in her quilts. She decided to depict the Egyptian tradesmen she'd encountered roaming through the city of the dead. She'd begin by taking photos of her subjects before transferring the image to textiles. Ms. Bowker says she wanted to show the world the people that she knew as her friends.
I just wanted, to create the sort of image where people could look into a face and see that they were kind and good and gentle. And that's why I worked on those.
Sydney businessman Joseph Asaf has also been appointed an Officer of the Order of Australia, his second Queen's Birthday honour since 2010. He's been recognised for his work on promoting multiculturalism in Australia. In the 70s, Mr. Asaf established Australia's first multicultural PR agency, which helped bridge communication barriers between corporations, governments and ethnic communities. He is also the founder of the Ethnic Business Awards, which celebrates its 30th anniversary this year.
The awards is every migrant's awards. I could not have been in this business if it wasn't for the migrants who achieved so many things, who were successful in so many things. So the award that I receive is an award for migration, because without migration, Australia wouldn't have been where Australia is.
But it almost didn't happen had Mr. Asaf been prevented from arriving in Australia due to a strict biosecurity rule requiring migrants to wear new shoes before leaving Lebanon. In 1967, Mr. Asaf was at the airport about to make the journey wearing his new shoes, only to discover his flight was cancelled. He returned the next day wearing the same pair, prompting the ire of the authorities, who told him he needed another new pair in order to board the flight.
I was devastated, you know, all my dreams were shattered. So I sat in a corner and one officer took pity on me. He went beyond the counter and he started searching into other passengers' bags, other travelers, until he found a brand new pair of shoes, double the size of my size of shoes. He gave them to me and he said, put them on and get on board immediately. I did, and I landed in Australia in someone else's shoes. And that became the title of my book. In fact, it was a bestseller.
It also became the ethos of the successful business ventures he'd soon launch in Australia, to always put yourself in other people's shoes. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.